1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And your name's Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
And Lloyd, how are you handling the heat? Because it's very, very hot in California and parts of the United States right now. Plus, we got a blackout deal, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we're doing our part. But I can tell you this. I grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, Mr. Henry, and it would get hot as the fires of hell in Manhattan, Kansas in the 30s and 40s in the summertime. And
That's hot.
Yes, sir. It's over 100 degrees in the summertime.
So how are you holding up?
Well, we don't need all the nonsense. All these people using the electrical appliances, they say that the blackouts will be helped if they don't use your electrical appliances. My wife and I get fine. We get by fine with a hand fan.
Right.
You know, and we have our Zenith radio and a cool glass of lemonade. We don't need all the nonsense.
I understand.
Because, we know that there's going to be a power problem this summer in some parts of the country. Now, here in California, they've told people to cut back on the usage, and we've begun to do that.
So you're cutting back on all the lights, and...
Well, we've turned off all the unnecessary lights. We don't have, we don't have computers and that nonsense. We don't use power tools. We don't have all the electric toothbrush and the can opener business. We use manual, and we've been on manual for 6 weeks now. I put us on full manual 6 weeks ago.
All right, so you got rid of all the electric stuff 6 weeks ago.
As of 6 weeks ago, we've been fully manual. Everything is by hand.
Everything?
Everything.
Okay, now...
I have a question that I wanted to ask you and your listeners.
Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to know, at what point does common decency allow me to say something about some of these people that live around here?
Now, you're speaking of your neighbors?
Yes, sir.
Are they overusing electricity?
Oh, we've got families with the lights burning past 9 or 10 at night. We've got families that got the TV going. They've got the electric power tool. And I will tell you this, sir. I sit here and I sweat and I fan myself and I see this GD... And excuse my language, but this GD guy across the street, Mark Deveson.
You don't want necessarily to use names because that means you could be liable.
I don't give a sweet.
All right.
Mark Deveson with the blue light flickering at night, and you know what that is. You know when you see the blue light flickering at night, you know what that is.
His television set.
That is absolutely correct. And I see myself, and I see my wife, who's uncomfortable, but we're gutting it out. We don't use the air conditioner. We're laying on sweat-soaked sheets using a manual can opener. And another thing, this guy next door to me has got this deal. If you've ever seen the electric garage door opener, and...
Yes, sir, we have one.
You do?
Yes, we have an electric garage door opener. We don't use it because we don't park cars in our garage. There's too much crap in my garage, so I just use a little manual side door.
Well, this guy next door to me's got the... Now, he tells me it's for the safety of his wife getting in and out of the car. So I got over there two nights ago, and I'll tell you what I did. I went through a side door, and I stayed in the back of the garage out of the lit area when his wife pulled in. And I stayed back away so she wouldn't see me, but I had a Polaroid and I took a picture of myself in his garage. And it's right next to his Ace Hardware calendar that he's got, so I could prove it was in his garage. And the next day I showed him, and this fella's name is Jack Salcraft, and I said, "That's me in your garage about the time your wife pulled in the other night." So you see, you lied about your wife being safe and the need for all the nonsense. He lied about it.
Well, a lot of guys have electric garage door openers because it's safe for their wives to go in and out of the garage while they're late at night.
But he lied about it because I was in there, took a picture of myself next to the Ace Hardware calendar, and he lied about it.
Well, you say you and your wife are gutting it out, and that's good for you.
But when does common decency let me say something about this cheat, this son of a... Oh, boy.
Keep your temper under control.
Just a lot of these people with the lights and everything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Lloyd, you're doing your part,
Well, let me tell you something, sir. I read the Bible each night, and I look up from that Bible sitting on my knees. I sip ice water. I fan myself. I'm sweating. I look at my wife sweating like we're in some POW camp, and I'm a Korean War veteran. And I feel the heat of the night on my neck, and I look out at my neighbors who have their air on and their TVs going, and I, for a moment, even though I am reading God's Word, I wish they would all die in an electrical fire. And if I have to sneak...
Good Lord.
That's how I feel. Yes, sir, I do. And if I have to sneak into every one of their garages and photograph myself there to prove the garage door is safe, I will. Because I hate them. Oh.
Well, you know, it's a tough thing when you're doing your part. And
yeah, but nobody's going to do anything. None of these sons of bitches are going to do anything about conserving energy. I sit there and sweat. I fan myself. I do what I can to try to stay cool.
Are you not using any air conditioner? You're not using...
No, sir. We're on manual everything now.
What about your refrigerator?
No, sir. We use an ice box.
You use an ice box. Are you getting ice?
We're getting ice. Yes, we are. And one of the reasons why we can do this, I grew up at a time when you didn't need all the fancy nonsense. But I hate it so much. I hate it.
Well, you're sweating, and maybe you don't need to do all that sweating, okay?
No, the state of California says start to conserve, and that's what I'm doing, and I hate every moment of it. I'm 68 years of age. I'm sweating like a stuck hog, sitting in my living room with a Bible on my knee, and there are times I pray that God will take me, because it's so hot.
Is it hot right now where you are?
Yes, sir.
Where are you?
I'm in my home right now.
Can you go outside?
No, it's no better outside. It's so hot. It's so very hot.
Are you all right? Lloyd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Where's your wife?
Honey, she's asleep on the couch, but you can see she's soaking wet. We're so hot.
Well, I don't think it's worth it to be that hot. Can't you crank the air on? And that...
No, if we crank the air on, you've got... That's exactly what they don't want you to do. And I wouldn't mind suffering this way if there are other people going through it.
You want to stay with me here?
Yes, sir.
You're 68. How old's your wife?
See, my wife is 65. She's got a peptic stomach. She also has hot flashes. And she hasn't been doing well. Hello?
I'm here. I'm just wondering what I can do for you. I mean, and going outside doesn't help.
No.
All right, will you hold on the line here and... Very hot out there. That's a couple, an elderly couple out in Alhambra. They are apparently experiencing some terrible heat. And they're not using their air conditioner. They're not using their refrigeration, nothing. Because of the rolling blackouts, they're conserving energy. And what's bothering him is nobody else on the block's doing it. Well, you know what? I don't think you... I just don't think you can do that to the point where you're sitting there, as he said, sweating like he's in a POW camp. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I think that's the difference between our generation. We're a little bit tougher, you know. But I would be within my rights to go next door and throw that breaker switch off.
Look, that guy is going to use his power tools. That guy that lives next door to you, Lloyd, is going to use his TV set, his computer. You know, it's nothing you can do.
But he's going to cause problems for the rest of us. And I turned all the electrical appliances off, and now we're hot. And my wife and I are both in suffering.
Let me hold on for just a second here with you, Lloyd. I got Nick. Nick, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Just explain to this guy that turning on one air conditioner is going to shut down the whole grid.
Well, but that's if everybody thinks the same way, you've got a rolling blackout situation.
Well, I think this is a special circumstance in your case with your wife and whatnot.
Well, I don't know.
If your wife is laying there sweating and bathed in sweat.
Well, what do you call a special circumstance?
Well, listen. I saw a movie once. A guy used a block of ice, okay, and a fan. You said you had a hand fan?
I've got a hand fan, not electrical.
Well, if you took turns, maybe, like, one of you could use the fan over the ice while the other one sat in front of it.
Uh-huh.
Use a hand fan on the ice?
Anything, man. You got to do something. I mean, she's going to die.
Well, she's not going to die, for Christ's sake. She's at...
Watch your language, okay?
Huh?
Watch the language, okay?
I'm sorry, but she's not going to die. She's just... She's laying there bathed in her own sweat.
Well, is it the Bill? Who's the show here?
The Bill.
The host.
Mr. Bill.
Yeah. Try to find out where this is coming from and get, you know, the emergency services or something.
Do you need emergency services, Lloyd? Do you want somebody to?
No. I'm a Korean War veteran, and I grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, and it was hotter than the living fires of hell. So we'll be fine.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. So you, what did you say? You're going to go next door and pull the breakers off?
I think the people listening would be well within their constitutional rights to go next door to their houses and turn the breaker switch off. Because all these jackasses are doing are using their computers.
You know, I don't know that a computer uses that much juice. You know?
Huh?
I don't know that a computer uses that much juice. I think a computer just...
Oh, baloney. You look at these computers. They've got all the GD, the funniest-looking GD stuff you ever seen. What do you mean?
The funniest-looking GD stuff. Are you talking about computer games?
I'm talking to computer games, my grandson and my son, and they sit there with their thumb up their rear end till 2 o'clock in the morning. Looking at nothing. God damn it.
You're very warm. I know that your wife is... is your wife in danger?
She's laying bathed in her sweat.
Here is Marion. Go ahead, Marion. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to tell the older guy that people die from heat strokes, plain and simple. I had a friend of mine. Listen, sir.
My wife's laying there.
That's very correct. And she's lying there, and she can die of a heat stroke.
No.
Yes, sir. It happened. Happened to many, many people in Chicago last year.
Well, the
temperature was only about 100 degrees, and there were many elderly people who were afraid to turn their air conditioner on because of the increased cost or whatever.
Well, the state of California says the rolling blackouts.
Let me. I want to be clear. Do you have power?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, yes, I'm sure he has power.
Well, there have been rolling blackouts over the last few minutes in California right now, some 300,000 homes. So you don't even know if you have power or not?
No, there might be a rolling blackout.
Okay, well, if he
How about turning a light switch on?
If he doesn't have power at this moment.
That's right.
He had some yesterday. He'll have some tomorrow.
Great. I might be dead tomorrow.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What's the point of your phone call?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't want you to be dead tomorrow.
Well, then how am I going to turn the electricity on if there's a GD blackout?
Let me tell you. You can go to an office building or a mall or somewhere where there is air conditioning running.
Oh, okay. I'll just pick my wife up and throw her in the car and drive her to a mall.
If you want to save her life, yes, sir.
All right. Well, I don't think it's life-threatening, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You think it's life-threatening? Why do you say that? Are you a nurse?
Well, I'm in the medical field. I had a friend who died in August here in Houston of a heat stroke in his home without
his home,
air conditioner on.
And he didn't have the air conditioner. Did you hear that, Lloyd?
Absolutely.
Lloyd, did you hear that?
About what?
About the freaking thing that we're talking about here, man. Aren't you listening to what I'm saying?
Wait a second. John Beard is on the Channel 11 News now. He's got something to say.
So you do have electricity?
Yes, I do.
Well, then turn the air conditioner on. John Beard's on the Channel 11 News. Look at that. Santa Monica's got no juice. And
I don't need to turn on the lights. I got candles in a fireplace.
Oh, great. Well, light the fireplace, man. That way you can warm up. Let's see here. They got blackouts in Santa Monica. We are
Are you following on the news?
Yes, we are. We have the news on.
That's Steve Hansen. He's from Southern California, Edison. Hell of a man.
Yeah, well, that's great. They got no traffic lights in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, how's that great, man? And he's talking to him right now, and so maybe this won't last that long, huh? Maybe it won't last that long, okay? Maybe it'll...
Oh, look at that. See? Look at that. That's all the frozen food, and it's not frozen no more because on account of...
On account of the refrigeration's turned off?
Uh-huh.
So turn the thermostat up.
Yeah, we got it up to 96 now.
Good. That'll help. So, yeah.
So what do you figure, Phil, on the rolling blackout deal? Is it going to last a long time?
Why are you yelling?
Huh?
Why are you yelling?
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think about the rolling blackout thing? Think it'll last a long time?
Not really. I think it'll just last for a few minutes. You'll be okay.
All right.
How's your wife?
She's dead.
Okay. Call an ambulance.
Okay. Love your show.
So there you go. There's a guy in Alhambra. Bathed in his own sweat. Man, it can get hot too, huh? Don't you love it when it's hot? You ever try sleeping when it's hot? Oh, it's nice. I love it. Do you know that I'm going to give you an example here. We moved into a new home last year. 1 year ago, just about a year and 2 months ago, we moved into a brand new home, got a brand new bed, brand new beautiful bed. And do you know that it's so hot in that room? Even though I bought a brand new bed for a brand new home, I sleep on the floor. The other night I was thinking about that. I'm laying on the floor because I have to get under a window. I'm one of these guys, I got to get some air. I don't know if you're like that. You need to have... I'm thinking about putting a fan in, but I don't know, man. I'll put a fan. My wife, for some reason, my wife won't put a fan in. I said, how about we put a fan in? Oh, I don't know. Let's just see how we live in the room first. How we live in the room? What if I die from heat stroke in the room? So she won't put the fan in, and I said, all right, well, until we put a fan in or something, I got to get some air going in here, so I'm going to sleep under the window. I go underneath a window, open it up wide, and one of the things that I've got in my yard are frogs. Man, you should have seen me trying to murder these things the other day. There's frogs down there, so I can hear them at night when I open up the window. I'm hearing, and they're only about that big. They're little tiny things. How do we live in the room? I won't be living very well in that room when I'm dead. So I'm laying there, and last night I didn't get any freaking sleep. I don't want to complain or anything, but there I am, dying over here with that heat. Frogs are outside, and it sounds like they're calling me, pardon my language, but it sounds like they're calling me an asshole. That's what it sounds like to me. And then there's the one that's going, Budweiser. You know those, but other than that, it's the new frog. I don't mind the Budweiser frogs, but the ones are going, jackass. You're a jackass. Freaking things, man. So I went down there with a net. I'm going to get one of these nets, go down there and net those things, and then just fling them against a wall at about 90 miles an hour. How about a rifle, a 22? What would that do to a frog about that big? In any event, so yeah, I got the rolling blackouts going. It ain't happened to me yet. I don't know about anybody else living around in these here parts, but people are without juice. I heard a frog the other night going, buy a fan, buy a fan,
buy a fan, get a fan, a ceiling fan.
Freaking ceiling fan. Everybody has ceiling fans now, you know? You know what it takes to put a ceiling fan in? If you hire an electrician, which I do because, no, I'm not handy. Guy's got you put two in? You want to put one in my house? You got to go up to the crawl space and stuff. Yes, you do. How are you going to run the electrical down to the wall socket? A feeder, like a thing? Oh, well, whatever. You knuckleheads, you eggheads, I should say. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. Stand by in just a few minutes on the Phil Henry Show, the R.C. Collins Soprano Report, which we finally saw last night. We didn't see it Sunday night. It's good. It's coming up.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for the R.C. Collins Sopranos Report. R.C. Collins, a junior at Chatsworth High, always checking in with what happened on Sopranos last night. And in this instance, R.C., it was actually on Sunday night. That's why I asked you to have the report on tonight.
Yeah, well, I seen it on Sunday night.
I understand that you saw it on Sunday night. I didn't have a chance to see it on Sunday night.
Why?
Hey, how about this, man? None of your business.
Well, you saw it?
I saw it last night. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Well, as you know, Phil, and as everybody knows what's seen it, Silvio got sick, and so he couldn't get some money from the Russians that was owed to Silvio. So Tony told Paulie Walnuts and Christopher to go get it.
Okay. So they got to go get money from the Russian, huh?
Yeah, this guy's name is Vavil or Vlavil or Valvoline or something.
Uh-huh, Valvoline. Okay.
And they go to get the money, but I guess the Russian doesn't... He's not nice to Paulie Walnuts, or he gives him some crap. So him and Paulie get into it. By the way, last night's episode was directed by Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, yes.
Right.
Okay. So Paulie Walnuts, Steve Buscemi, he's a great actor. He was in Fargo.
And he was in Reservoir Dogs. And he was in, Fargo,
Reservoir Dogs, and Fargo.
Those three.
Right. So what about, so Paulie Walnuts goes, gets into a fight with the Russian that he's supposed to pick up this money from for Silvio.
Yeah. He.
Slow down.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Go.
He got into a fight with him, and then him and Christopher beat the snot out of the Russian. And then they stuff him into the trunk of Paulie's car.
Because they think they've killed him.
Yeah. And Christopher's upset because he says, Paulie Walnuts, you douchebag. Why didn't you...
He didn't say that.
Well, he said, why'd you kill him? All we were here to do was to get money.
Right.
So they drive him out to the South Jersey area. And they're...
They drive the body of the Russian, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to belch right when I did.
Exactly.
Okay. So then they, boy, look at the pair on this chick on Married with Children.
Will you stick to the thing here?
I'm sorry. Let me turn the TV off.
God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the guy's alive. The Russian's alive. He's not dead. So they tell the Russian, well, you're going to dig your own grave. And the Russian hits Paulie Walnuts in the sack. In the ball sack with the shovel, and he hits Christopher and runs away.
Okay, so now Christopher and Paulie are chasing this Russian. All they had to do was get money and bring it back to Silvio.
Right.
And now these idiots have gotten into a fight with this Russian, beat him half to death, stuffed him in the trunk of the car, take him out to South Jersey in the snow, make the guy try to dig his own grave, and the guy whacks both of them with a shovel and takes off running.
That's right. And Paulie and Christopher chasing after shooting. So they got themselves a world of hurt. Meanwhile, Tony and the new saleswoman that he's going out with, Gloria, she goes to his boat, his phone's ringing, she answers the phone, and it's Tony's former Russian girlfriend.
Yeah, whatever her name was, Svetlana or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Okay, so she's calling, and she pretends like she's somebody else so that the new girlfriend won't get wise.
Yeah. And so Tony sees that Gloria answered the phone, and he looks kind of mad about it. And then he finally tells Gloria, yeah, that was my ex-girlfriend. So Gloria takes the Christmas present she was going to give Tony, and she throws it out the window into the water.
Yeah. And then Tony finds out that these two nuts are lost in Jersey.
Yeah, but also Meadow's sick, and Jackie Jr. says he's got to get his mom's car registered, even though it's 11 o'clock at night. So he leaves. And he goes and sees another woman.
So Meadow gets upset about that.
Yeah. Why am I telling you this if you watched it?
What about the people that didn't watch it?
Who?
The people that are listening.
Oh! Yeah, that's right. We're on the radio. So then, the guy...
What do you mean, who? What about the people? You're on the radio right now doing this, okay?
All right. So then... How about the music?
There, you feel better?
Yeah. So then, Meadow followed him around
like some kind of stalker and then confronts him and gets mad at him. Meanwhile, back at Tony's, he's getting calls from Polly and Christopher, who are now lost. Tony is late showing up at Gloria's for dinner, so she throws a London broil at his neck. Then Tony and Bobby Bacala head out into South Jersey. They find Chris and Polly, but Polly's car is gone. And Tony tells Polly it's on him. He better find the Russian and make him go away, or it's Polly's problem.
R.C. Collins with the Sopranos report. Jesus.
What?
You know, you give that idiotic report, man. I don't know what the hell happened, and I watched the show.
Well, maybe I'll pay attention.
Yeah. Pay attention to what, the show or you?
What?
Pay attention to what, the show or you?
Pay attention to the show.
I do pay attention to the show.
Well, then there must be something wrong with you.
No, there's nothing wrong with me, man. It's when you come on and do the thing that I get confused again.
Jesus.
Watch your language. You're talking to an elder here, okay? Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, of course, the rolling blackout season is upon us, and what you want to do this year, of course, is run your air conditioner full blast, if you can. Those of you listening to me in whatever areas of the country are affected by these power blackouts, you're really going to want to use... What I'd like you to do is use frivolous electrical devices, if you can. I know. How about an electric ice cream maker? We're going to run out and buy one tonight. An electric ice cream maker, or any electric, like an electric knife. How about a blender, a Cuisinart, juicers? The salad shooter is manual. I say go out and get an electric salad shooter. Hair dryer to dry your whole body. Keep your outdoor landscape lights on at all times. Leave the refrigerator door open. Those Christmas lights you never took down, turn them on. Use the microwave for everything. Eating up a piece of bologna. Cook sirloin steak in that thing, reheat a cup of coffee, everything. Together, we can make a difference. Leave, you know what you should do? Leave for 3 weeks and keep your lights burning in the house. That scares away burglars and helps conserve energy. Here's what you really should do to scare away burglars. Leave all the lights on for 3 weeks, and even though there's 200 newspapers piled in the driveway, he'll think there's someone home. What are you going to do? You going to vomit? I had to tell you a little story now about growing up and... having my first job, you know, I'm reminded of these power outages and power shortages. You know, if you live in the any part of the country where there's all kinds of electrical storms, you know, you're losing your lights and you're losing your electricity all the time. And as I was saying last hour, it would do us some good. You know, losing our hot water, things like that. But when I was a kid, we had a house and... my bedroom was not part of the main house. I don't know how to describe this, but my bedroom was a separate little building that my father attached eventually. He built another room. Because what it was like, I think it was a maid's quarters at one time or something like that. Not that this was a big house or that we were particularly wealthy as a kid. It was just the way this house was built. There's this little structure. And so you needed to, you know... To traverse literally the sort of porch area, go into the main house, and walk all the way through a den and then into a bathroom to go to, and take a leak at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And my brother and I shared this bedroom. It was a little tiny room. Couldn't have been more than, I'm telling you, man, it was like a wide. It was only about 10 feet wide and deep, probably about 12 feet deep. Two little beds that we shared. And it would get really cold at night, and it was a long walk. And so what we decided to do is we would open the one window that we had in our room. And this tell you how young I was and how agile I was. I would get up on the windowsill and I would take a leak through the screen outside. And that was much easier than walking all this bloody way through the thing to get to the thing, and it's cold and it's freezing. My brother do the same thing. He'd get up there and just, you know, he'd take a leak right to the window. And then, like, 4 months later, my old man, I could hear him outside, and I was studying or something. Probably not studying. I was probably doing some activity that would never help me in life. And I could hear my old man go, I don't understand what the hell's going on. I water it. I fertilize. Thing's dead. This gardenia bush is dead. And I don't get what the hell is going on. I put fertilizer on it and everything. Well, we'd been peeing on it for like 4 months. Just murdered this gardenia bush. But it was really cold, and this room had no heat, except, do you guys remember, and I don't know if you, I don't even know if this is something that, in California, we used to have these wall heaters. They were little screens with coils. Remember that? And you'd throw the switch, and the coils would light up. You don't see those anymore. Do you? They don't build them new anymore that way. They have these coil. That was the heat that we had. And, of course, you couldn't leave that on for very long because it would be dangerous. It was also back in the day, and they had them in bathrooms, mostly, and back in the day where they had electric blankets. Well, conversely to that, we actually did have one of those fans. It was a fan. It was a big box. And you would unscrew the top of this thing, and you would throw ice into it, pour ice water into it, and the fan would blow. This was the thing. It's like 1965 or something. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, it ain't on the farm in Manhattan, Kansas or something. It's a freaking fan that you're blowing ice. You'd think anybody want to put maybe a swamp cooler in my room. Forget it. My old man, he refused to buy color TV. He wouldn't get a clothes dryer. He wouldn't get a dishwasher. He wouldn't even get a freaking... We had one air conditioner, man, in the den right next to his chair. So when he sat down to watch his TV, it was blowing right on him. Black and white freaking television, no stereo, hi-fi. And I'm talking about at a time when there was color TV, when there was stereo, all this stuff. So this was the thing that we had. And in the middle of the summer, you'd be laying in bed, just like the guy was saying. You know, you're sweating like you're in a malaria tent somewhere. You know, it's just like you're on the Bataan Death March, laying there just, oh, God. And that fan's blowing hot air, so now you got to get up, go into the kitchen, go get some ice, put it in the thing, go in, throw it into the thing, and then wait another 10 minutes for it to cool it off. That's what I love most about growing up. Yeah, you're like that guy in, remember Bridge on the River Kwai when he put in that tin box? That's what I was like, a guy in a tin box. So that's the kind of deprivation that I went through, you know. And now we have rolling blackouts, and you guys, are, whoever you are, you kids, you're gonna know what it's like, okay? I think what we ought to do is, like, have to bathe in our own urine or something just to and the water is no good, but California does recommend that you drink your own urine. Are you kidding? No, it's fine. It's you can do it, really. If you boil it, yeah. The fresh water is shot to hell. It's just like Mexico now. You know, you go to Mexico now, you can drink right straight out of the faucet. Not a problem at all. People still got this thing about Mexico having a rotten water. You know where the lousy water is now? California. One of the kids this morning, I'm driving him to school, and the kid says, and I swear it, he goes, boy, I did something completely disgusting last night. What'd you do? I drank out of the faucet. What's wrong with that, man? Oh, are you kidding me? You got the squirts for weeks. California water, man, right out of the faucet. It's not making it for me, man. You should have heard these guys the other day. Now, check it out. There's something when a young man is going from, you know, childhood or pre-adolescence into adolescence, for better or for worse, for right or for wrong, there is a challenge that they throw down to each other, and it has to do with sexual orientation. Are you gay or are you not? Are you acting gay or are you not? And this is the challenge. So I'm hearing this coming from down in the backyard. I'm laying up there trying to take a nap. And I can hear this. Oh, yeah? You and your boyfriend. Ooh! Oh, yeah? What about you and your girlfriend? Oh! So in other words, they got each other real good with this. Yeah, well, you're nothing. Well, that sounds gay. Yeah, you and your boyfriend think so. Ooh! This is going on for hours, man. Listening to these guys with their little, you know, challenges to each other. So what the hell? Anyway, so enjoy the blackout, you guys. Hope you have a good time with that. All that power crap that's going on. It's definitely something that hasn't touched me. How about you? No, you're in L.A., so you've got no problem with that. I haven't felt it. I haven't seen it. It ain't happening to me at all. And hopefully the wealthier parts of the city won't have to... Who are they blacking out exactly? I just saw they got Santa Monica. I don't know where anybody else, huh? Who else? There's some bread in Santa Monica. I don't think they blacked out the rich part of Santa Monica. I think they're blacking out just the traffic lights and stuff. That's a real good thing, by the way, to turn off, guys, traffic lights. That's good. You know what? Why don't we just go without the lights and without the refrigerator? Traffic lights we need, especially around here. Nobody knows what it means. Four-way stop, Roger. You know, don't you read your California driver's handbook? It means a four-way stop, person on the right go. Nobody knows that. Tell you what you ought to turn off. Turn off the 911 system. Traffic lights are turned off. I guess they can't figure out what they're going to turn off, what they aren't. Now, my understanding is one of the reasons why we have this is because we don't have enough power grids or power plants or anything. They didn't build enough of these things because environmentalists apparently didn't want to have... And now they're saying, let's bring back the nuclear power. Do you know the energy that people invested in saying that nuclear power was poisonous and was going to destroy us? And now I just love just a little bit of that stuff. I think some of that atomic energy, man, is the way to go. Remember when they used to say, that was it. Nuclear power, that's what you need. You don't have to, it's not going to cost you anything. But people are afraid of three-headed fish. I don't know, and I ain't seen any around here lately. You know, that whole radiation mutation thing, that's old news. Godzilla's not coming from the bottom of Tokyo Bay. Give it up! Giant ants, giant tarantula, attack of the 50-foot woman. Attacking a 50-foot wife, all of that. And it's not going to happen. Turn that juice on, man. Give me some of that stuff, some of that good nuclear power. I don't care if the surfers are going to, you know, glow in the dark. That's fine. Well, they already glow in the freaking dark. Isn't San Onofre turned on? Are they shutting that thing down, too? Two out of the three are on. Well, in any event, as long as the... And you guys with your Christmas lights still up, you know, maybe it's time.
I just love the way it looks. Year-round, we have the... Just turn them off. Oh, we believe in running our Christmas lights year-round. We're just in the festive spirit. And meanwhile, there's a guy up there with a hammer just tink, 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 cracking them one at a time.
Here's your excuse to turn off those Christmas lights. And for you people who love Christmas, you got kind of a thing for it, and you got the tree up all year round, you got the lights on, turn those off too. Candle power, baby. It's the way to go. All of those candles, those scented candles, you take your bath, you know, the ladies, you know what I'm talking about, whatever the hell it is. My wife's got a million of those things. Start lighting those babies around the house. And as far as being too hot, I don't know what to tell you. 1-800-449-8686. And the number, of course, to dial up for the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and LP, 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. That's Phil. $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And all the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Okay, more of this energy crap in a moment.